News Radio. It's 7:10 and time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County.
It's a beautiful day.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. It is the 14th of January. You're listening into the Wake Up Crew. Brian, John, Dalton here with you. We've been kind of all over the place today, talking a little about the Oscars a bit later on this morning, and already spent some conversation in that. I just can't get over it's the day the Bionic Woman debuted. Learned that today on Today in History, so I'm excited.
That just made your day, didn't it?
It did, yeah.
Bionic Woman is nominated for an Oscar.
Should have been.
Well, it was a TV show. Maybe a Golden Globe.
I don't know. They let Netflix movies in now, so that's on my TV. I don't have to go to the movies to see Netflix.
Well, I guess
which I think it's you know they used to make such a big deal. Actors used to make such a big deal about I'm not going to do TV. And well, now they do it all the time.
Matthew McConaughey and it used to be a rule that your movie had to play in theaters for so long before it was considered for the Oscars. And the way Netflix has gotten around that is they show them in film festivals. Mm-hmm. They'll show them for a week in a film festival, and then they qualify for the Oscars. So they're looking at doing away with that rule.
Well, I'll just go to my TV tonight and watch The Irishman. You know, that's you do it.
That's kind of burr on your saddle pad.
Yeah, it just kind of does.
I think if it's good, I have no interest in watching The Irishman because I don't know that I can just devote 3.5 hours to a movie. It's just long.
Well, your attention span is probably not long enough for that.
That's true.
More on the Oscars coming up as we broadcast from the Billup Center Studios, Medicine That Matters to Men, online at thebillupcenter.com.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and showers and storms in the area. Highs will tap out near 66 degrees. Winds turn to the north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 55. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, cloudy, showers likely, storms also possible, and highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 61.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billup Center and schedule a medical consultation today.
The Billup Center, medicine that matters to men.
Good morning. Heavy traffic out here now on 24 westbound as you make your way towards the Nashville area. There's been a couple of problems as you head towards Coffee County there on 24 east at the 116 mile marker. THP's out with that crash. That could slow you down as you head towards Chattanooga. Again, give yourself extra time this morning. Be sure to check out Ober Gatlinburg's Ober Rocks 2020, January 25th. All the details at obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Fleet Feet owner Krista Dugosh. At Fleet Feet, we focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated. Fleet Feet Murfreesboro, 2 doors down from Carrabba's at the intersection of Medical Center Parkway and Thompson Lane.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots. Good food and fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, we know what Tuesdays are, right? It's the half-pound bacon cheeseburger and fries for just $4.99. And not just for lunch, but all day long when you dine in at Toots. All of their locations get that big Toots burger, half-pound bacon cheeseburger, the burger that you want, and fries for just $4.99 at Toots.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Good food and fun.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back in on this Tuesday morning. It's about 14 after 7 o'clock. And just 4 days until city and county schools enjoy the day off. A lot of federal offices close. Martin Luther King Jr. Day is Monday. So a big 3-day weekend coming up. So that's what we have to look forward to. And also here, what we have to look forward to is more news coming out of Hollywood.
Now let's take a look at the nominations for Best Actress in a Leading Role at the 92nd Academy Awards. We're going to do actresses and actors, and that'll be probably all we get to today.
I can't look at him while he's doing his face, while he's saying all that.
Just wait till take off the glasses.
Oh, no, please don't.
Then you can't see to read it, but that's okay.
Renee Zellweger for the movie Judy. She was nominated for Best Actress.
Judy.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron for Bombshell. Scarlett Johansson for Marriage Story. Saoirse Ronan for Little Women. She plays the main character in that. And Cynthia Erivo for the movie Harriet. Now, out of these four movies, I've only seen one of them. I've only seen Marriage Story out of those. And Scarlett Johansson did do a great job in that, I will say.
That's a Netflix movie.
That is a Netflix movie.
It's disqualified in John's mind.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, forget it.
Have you seen it?
What is it?
Marriage Story?
No.
You knew really the answer good. To that before you even asked.
Yeah, I shouldn't have asked. It's good. It's good. I haven't seen The Irishman, but I have seen Marriage Story. And it got another nomination for Best Actor, and that's Adam Driver, who was in it. He's been in all the Star Wars movies, but he also did this, and he was great in it. Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. That's the only one I think Joker should have gotten a nomination for as Best Actor, because I do think Joaquin Phoenix did a great job in that.
Much Joker. I'm tired of the Joker. I'm just tired of the Joker.
Right, but I do think he was good in that part. I think Joaquin Phoenix acted the part really well.
Was he better than Heath Ledger?
I'd put him on par with Heath Ledger.
Ooh.
I don't know that I'd make him better. The movie wasn't better than The Dark Knight, but his acting was just as good. Leonardo DiCaprio for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Antonio Banderas for Pain and Glory. And
have you seen that one?
I have not.
Okay.
Did you see it?
No, was it on Hulu or?
I don't know. No idea.
Disney Plus. Apple
yeah.
Plus.
Jonathan Pryce for The Two Popes. He played Pope Francis in that. That's another Netflix movie that got a nomination. He did really good in that. He played Pope Francis really well. Looked a lot like
him. You think any of these Netflix movies are going to actually win?
Maybe.
Will there be some bias because it is Netflix, you think, for the voters?
Well, they had a lot of movies nominated last year.
Yeah. If you were voting, there would be.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. If I could sit on my couch and watch it the first time it's viewed, nah, I'm not coming. I'm not.
Best Picture 2 years ago was a Netflix movie.
What was that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Some documentary.
And he calls himself an expert. Can't remember 2 years ago.
But I didn't see it, so, yeah. It was a documentary movie.
What's more to come here, our Hollywood insider?
Oh, we've got Best Director. We've got, what else do we have? Best Animated Feature. And then Best Original Screenplay. We'll do those three coming up. Actually, we got time to do it now, don't we?
You've got a little bit of time.
Okay.
I was just doing a little introduction there. Sorry.
Let's do.
You're
best...
not allowed to talk during
Apparently.
The Hollywood Report.
Let's do Best Animated Feature Film. Toy Story 4. That one got it. Saw mm-hmm. that one. It was pretty good. How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World. I didn't see that one, but I've seen the first two, and they're pretty good. Missing Link, which was a stop-motion claymation movie. First one of those to ever be nominated for an Academy Award. I Lost My Body, which I never heard of. And then Klaus, which is another Netflix original that we saw. It's Netflix's first hand-drawn animated movie, and it's a Christmas movie, and it's really good. And it was one of my favorites of the year.
Yeah, Kurt Russell was good in the Netflix movie about Santa Claus.
Yes. This one was J.K. Simmons played Santa. In it. Yes.
Yeah.
And it was all animated. It's really good.
And Dalton is upset that the best costume...
Yes, costume design. That one upset
Rocket
me.
Man was not
it
nominated.
It kind of got shut out, didn't it?
Joker got nominated for that, and it's just one guy in clown makeup.
Crazy stuff. More on the Academy Awards and much more coming up in a moment.
Hi, I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard. Member FDIC.
This is a paid legal advertisement.
I'm Attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you, but how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. In order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we're here to help if you've been injured. If you need an injury lawyer, call me at 615-867-9900.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Habitat for Humanity needs your help to end substandard housing here in Rutherford County.
You're needed at Habitat for Humanity.
We need volunteers at the Habitat Restore.
Remember to shop, donate, and volunteer.
And we also take donations of gently used furniture, appliances, light fixtures, and more.
We'll even pick it up.
Just call us today at 615-849-5994. And that's the Habitat Restore.
850 Mercury Boulevard, Murfreesboro.
Hey, bargain hunters, listen up. This is Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots. If bargain prizes is what you want, come to French's and shop our everyday bargain racks. These shoes and boots are out of the boxes and are always 50 to 90% off the regular retail prices. Shoe brands like Cole Haan, Joseph Seibel, Clarks, Nike, and more. Boot brands like Justin, Ariat, Corral, Chippewa, Dan Post, and many more. Out of the box, but 50 to 90% off every day. That's French's Shoes and Boots.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. I've had a hearing problem for some time, and I go to Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
He communicates with you very well. He listens to what you say and what you say your problem is.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
This is Jack Weatherford. Couldn't live without him.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722 on the Wake Up Crew. Good morning, everybody. If you don't really care anything about the Oscars, well, this probably isn't the show for you.
Not your day.
Not today.
I think everybody likes movies. So even if you don't care about the Oscars, maybe there's some movies that you check out because of the list.
I think if you don't like Dalton, you're not going to like this morning either. He's been on it like the entire morning.
Why are we even here?
I mean, there's no point in us being here. This could have been a day you and I could have taken the day off. Don't tell him next time. Let's just tell him, hey, you got an Oscar show coming up? Yeah, okay. Then just don't show up.
Well, let's go back to our Hollywood reporter.
Again? Don't take the glasses off, please.
It's time for more nominations for the 92nd Academy Awards. This time we're going to Best Original Screenplay.
You notice he's changed since he's gotten that iPad. You remember when he used to write it on little cards and stuff and just jot stuff down? Now it's like, you know, it makes him think clacking. He's an expert at everything. So anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
That's not what made him think he was an expert at everything. It's hereditary.
What does that mean? I got it from you?
No,
probably.
Is that what you're saying?
Or your godfather.
Whoa.
Best original screenplay. Now, these are movies that are not based off of anything. They're solely just original stories. Marriage Story, which is the Netflix one that you're going to have.
Are you telling me what an original screenplay is? Is that what you were trying to tell me?
Well, I was explaining to everyone an original screenplay was.
That means it's original.
Yes.
Yeah, it wasn't taken from something.
Well, taken from
nothing. Adapted. So, an adapted right. screenplay.
Well, even some of the adapted screenplays are very, very loose adaptations.
Yes,
so,
yeah.
Marriage Story is one completely Netflix movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood also made that list. Parasite made that list that you were talking about earlier.
But there was another Once Upon a Time in Hollywood movie. In the day.
I know there's Once Upon a Time in the West. Remember that.
I don't remember Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I thought there was. Never mind.
You're not an expert, Brian. You don't need to be even talking in this segment. I'm trying not to.
Here's what I'm doing with my...
And then the one... This is the one nomination that my favorite movie of the year got. Knives Out for Best Original Screenplay was nominated. And then 1917 was also nominated, World War One movie. Now let's move on. Best Adapted Screenplay.
Let's.
The Irishman, Best Adapted Screenplay. Martin Scorsese adapted that from a book. Jojo Rabbit, also adapted from a book. Little Women, The Two Popes, and then Joker. So those are the adapted screenplays that got on the list.
Congratulations to them.
Oh, absolutely. We got Best Documentary Feature. The music slowed down, so now I've got to slow down.
Are you going to do every single one of these?
Oh, I'm going through all the categories.
Oh.
Let's do Best Original Song. You like music. So let's do that one. Maybe you can throw yourself in on this.
Judy.
You really could have taken the day off today, Brian.
Yes, I could have.
I'm Standing With You from the movie Breakthrough, which is a musical. This one you'll know, I'm sure. Into the Unknown from Frozen 2.
I haven't seen Frozen 2.
Oh, I figured you would have.
No, I have not.
Huh. Stand Up from Harriet. I'm Gonna Love Me Again from Rocket Man. That was the only nomination that Rocket Man got. That was the original song written by Elton John and his original songwriter that they wrote for this
Bernie
movie.
Bernie Taupin?
Yes.
Okay.
And it was written specifically for the movie. And him and Taron Egerton, the guy who played him in the movie, sang the song together. It was a duet between the two of them. And then I Can't Let You Throw Yourself Away from Toy Story 4. Those were the best original songs. Best Visual Effects, just some obligatory. Avengers Endgame, Best Visual Effects. The Lion King, Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker, The Irishman in 1917. I think Endgame was more for Thanos and that kind of thing. Yeah, you have a character that looks just completely real, but he's actually animated. The Lion King was completely animated, and all the animals in it looked real. And then that should be all I've got.
No.
Maybe one more.
Please, more.
Best Cinematography.
Oh,
how about
yeah,
that? You like
that.
Cinematography?
Yeah. Love it.
1917, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, Joker, and The Lighthouse, which was the only nomination that it got.
All right, so the recap, because we did this at 6 o'clock, the best movies. What were those?
I got to scroll up because I'm on an iPad.
The Irishman.
The ones that got the most nominations?
Sure.
The Irishman got 10 nominations. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood got 10 nominations. Joker got 11 nominations. 1917 got 10 nominations.
Now, what he was really asking, who made the best movies? Because in the first hour, we did that, right?
Oh, best picture.
A summary of a little bit.
Okay. Best Picture.
The Irishman.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
It's on this list.
If you just had a piece of notebook paper.
That's true. If I had written
I could. You want me to read them for
well,
you?
Yeah, you go for it. I didn't expect it to be. Oh, I've got them. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, The Irishman, Parasite, 1917, Marriage Story, Jojo Rabbit, Joker, Little Women, and Ford v. Ferrari. Those are your Best Picture nominations.
Okay. Well, there you go. Your complete Oscar recap all morning long here on the Wake Up Crew.
All morning long.
We really stretched that out.
All morning long.
Yes, we did. Well, we'll find something else to talk about here in a moment.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
It's true. Many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree. And I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Together, we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention that it deserves. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Making decisions are hard, and having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel at home. So we invite you to come by the Villages of Murfreesboro and try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages is in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
Most men think that ED is an embarrassing issue. ED is really a medical issue and should be treated as such. ED is also a gift. Most people don't get an early warning sign of a heart attack or silently worsening diabetes. For men, ED is often a visual symptom of other underlying medical problems. If you have ED, take the medical approach to treatment. Call the Billups Center today and schedule your appointment. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
An exclusive look at Rutherford County weather from our own meteorologist.
WGNS Weather Eye Forecast is on FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. It's 7:30 as we are about to put the wraps on this Tuesday show. Broadcasting from the Billups Center Studios, medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com.
And we want to remind you to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. Getting late. Got to do that pretty soon. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe at 128 North Church Street on the east side of the square.
Got double time on our good neighbors of the day today. We got two of them, Susan Skipworth and Carolyn Kimball at St. Thomas Rutherford Congestive Heart Failure Office. They're today's good neighbors of the day. They're always positive in tough situations, so they're going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time for local news, traffic, and weather. And here on WGNS, it's brought to you by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
They're on South Church Street. Boots, shoes, apparel, and more at French's. Give them a look. Here's the weather.
Good morning, guys. We'll see mostly cloudy skies today and showers and storms in the area. Highs will top out near 66 degrees. Winds turn to the north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight it remains mostly cloudy. Chance for more showers, but mainly after midnight. Lows drop to 55. Winds turn to the south around 5 miles per hour. And then Wednesday, cloudy, showers likely, storms also possible, and highs approach 71. I'm Phil Jensko. Right now it's 61.
Good morning. Still heavy traffic out here right on schedule. 24 trying to get up through the Hickory Hollow area. Continuing towards Nashville. You had some problems earlier on 24 as you head towards Montego Mountain. Just to be on the safe side, give yourself extra time. 840 is heavy now, headed over to Franklin, Williamson County. Hey, be sure to check out Ober Gatlinburg's Ober Rides 2020, January 25th. All the details at OberGatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
The man who fired shots at Murfreesboro police officers after a foot pursuit and crash has been identified as 26-year-old Lorenzo Flowers of Murfreesboro. He's charged with 5 counts of attempted second-degree murder, 2 counts of evading arrest. He remains behind bars in Rutherford County on a $757,500 bond and is scheduled to appear in Rutherford County General Sessions Court February 11th. Murfreesboro police say they've been able to identify the woman who was struck and killed by a train over the weekend. Officials have confirmed it was 38-year-old Nadia Berkman who died when she appeared to walk into the path of an oncoming train close to the CXS crossing at Old Salem Highway near Patterson Avenue just after midnight on Sunday. Detectives say Berkman's family has been notified and they're looking into the circumstances leading up to the incident. First responders in Murfreesboro are now more capable of handling an active shooter situation. They've recently completed an active threat integrated response course. More than 740 law enforcement officers, firefighters, and paramedics working in Rutherford County were trained based on the Rescue Task Force approach. 16-hour course designed to improve integration between law enforcement, fire, and emergency medical services in active shooter events. The class consists of 8 hours in the classroom and 8 hours of practical experience. Smyrna Mayor Mary Esther Reed issues proclamations that promote the upcoming 2020 census and encourages residents to participate. The census plans to hire about 2,000 people in Middle Tennessee. It wants to hire workers who are residents of the city and county where they'll work. To learn more about this temporary employment opportunity, head over to WGNSradio.com. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
News is brought to you by the Billups Center. Medicine that matters to men. Online at thebillupscenter.com.
Okay, Blue Raider fans, if it's Middle Tennessee gear you want, nobody, I mean nobody, has more selection than Raider tees. If you can wear it, they have it in the blue and white of your Blue Raiders. In all sizes, from babies to the most mature Middle Tennessee fans. Hats, polos, shirts, sweats, and more. Looking for a special gift? You'll want to check out their selection of metal wall art and framed art pieces at Raider Tees. They're located at 910 Richley Road, just off Broad, behind Chewy's.
Hey, it's Scott Walker. Gentlemen, the greatest wealth is your health. Be sure to take care of yours. I personally recommend going to Low T Center to get all of your levels checked. That's where I got my levels checked. They make it quick and easy. Low T Center offers a comprehensive health assessment exclusively for men. Most health insurance is accepted, and they'll even verify it for you. Call today, 615-603-3542. That's 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
This is Ron Hall with Farrah Construction. When the unexpected happens, Farrah Construction can help you, whether there's a vehicle in your business or your home that's not supposed to be there. We can board it up where the place is secure and deal with your insurance company to get it back to its previous condition.
That's Farrah Construction Company.
We can also help with any frozen pipes. When the unexpected happens, call Farrah Construction Company.
615-893-6120.
This morning we're talking with Angela Poe from the Georgia Career Center right here in Murfreesboro. And you do massages, and you actually teach massage.
Yes.
So how long have you been doing that?
I've been a massage therapist for 12 years, and I've been teaching for 8 years.
So what do you enjoy most about actually teaching it?
I think that the students' realization when they get into class and they realize that they're actually learning something and it's a skill they're going to be able to use for, you know, the rest of their lives, second opportunity for a new job, just them seeing that they've developed a new skill that they're going to be able to use for, you know, the rest of their life.
You said you were doing private practice before and then you got into teaching and been teaching for 8 years now. So what do you enjoy more, the private practice side of it or the teaching side of it?
I guess it's about 50-50 because private practice, people who really enjoy massage, need massage, you go to their house, give them what they need, and then you're able to leave and they're able to enjoy their massage fully still. With school, it's people coming into the class and saying, hey, I have an interest in this. And then the further along they get, they're like, I love this. So they grow into it. So I think both aspects they're awesome.
Now, do you still do private practice as well, or do you only do teaching?
I do private practice, and I do work in a spa, and I teach.
Okay. What types of things do students say, you know, after they graduate, they come back to you? What are they talking about?
I think at graduation, the number one thing that everybody says is, I almost quit, or this was really hard. This was harder than I thought, but I made it. And that's a good thing for us because it shows that we're still challenging you. You are still learning. But when you get done, you have this feeling of joy, this feeling of, I did it. I'm in the career now. I'm part of the community.
Again, Angela Poe with us today, and she teaches massage at Georgia Career Institute here in Murfreesboro and been teaching for 8 years now. You know, there is a lot more to massage therapy, isn't there? Because you have to learn all about the human body, where the nerves are, the nerve endings, the skeletal system. I mean, there's a lot to it.
Yeah, and that's one thing that students don't realize when they come in. They think they're going to learn just how to, like, quote-unquote, rub the body, and that's not what we do. You learn why you're massaging the body, the effects that it has on the body. So, yeah, you're learning all the muscles in the body. You're learning all the nervous system. You're learning about the organs and the organ systems and how massage affects all of those aspects of the body.
When someone does a massage who is not licensed, who hasn't been to school, I mean, that's almost dangerous, right?
It is, because we are in the health field. We are healthcare practitioners. We're under the medical board. And so somebody who's not licensed is working on you. Yeah, it may feel good, but they don't know what they're doing. They have no idea how the body responds to their touch and if the body should even be receiving massage at that point.
So they could literally damage an organ. They could hurt a muscle. I mean, there's a lot that could be done if you don't know what you're doing.
Correct. So, you know, you will have people who will come in to see you and they'll be like, well, I want to see so-and-so, and I don't think they knew what they were doing. And that happens with licensed people too. So if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't have a passion for it, then you can hurt somebody. And going to school and getting an education helps you to know what you should and shouldn't, what you can and can't do.
After you finish the program at Georgia Career, at what point do you get a license, or how do you go about getting a license to do massage therapy?
So when you graduate from GCI, Georgia Career Institute, you'll graduate with a diploma. So after you get your diploma, you take the MBLEX, which is a nationwide exam. After you pass the MBLEX, then you go on to the licensing process.
So once you get this at Georgia Career, you could literally go anywhere in the country.
Anywhere. MBLEX is recognized across the whole United States and in some other countries, and you can go wherever you want to.
That's pretty cool that you can do that, because I mean, your options are unlimited at that point.
Exactly. Being in the massage field, we're growing. And so not only do you have just the option of the spa, you can work in clinics, you can work for doctors, you can work for chiropractors, you can work on cruise ships. So there's so many opportunities for you, not just here in Tennessee, but no matter where you decide to go in the United States.
You know, I've noticed over the last few years, massage therapy is becoming much more recognized across the U.S. And, You even have doctors recommending it now.
Yes, and that's in our favor, which is really good because it's taken us a long time to get that recognition to say that massage is a real modality, a real medical aspect for you. And yeah, we're growing and people are seeing that massage helps more than your medications, more than going to see just your doctor alone. It's a good additive to your secondary care already.
It helps with anxiety, stress, depression. I mean, there's unlimited things that it does help with.
Right. We're in every field from cancer to prenatal to depression, anxiety, like you said. So we're available to help in any aspect of the health field that's out there.
Again, Angela Poe visiting with us today from Georgia Career, and she teaches massage there. For more consumer information, visit the website. It's gci.edu.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand. Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Power up for spring with the best outdoor power equipment and get free delivery on any zero-turn mower. Kelton's Hardware and Pet has been Murfreesboro's supplier of professional mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, and edgers for over 30 years. And we service what we sell. Did we mention our free delivery on zero-turn mowers? Ask about special financing on all zero-turn mowers. Kelton's Hardware and Pet, across from Kohl's on Old Fort Parkway. KeltonsInc.com.
One day they're playing grown up. The next day, they are one. And as time goes by, the cost of college continues to rise. You know that college is important, but that expense may seem out of reach. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. Let's work together on strategies to help you tackle growing college expenses. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Erectile dysfunction is the check engine light of the male body. It is often a symptom of a larger medical problem. You can ignore it or mask it, but to get peak performance, you must deal with the underlying cause. And if you continue ignoring the warning signs, you do so at your own risk. There's plenty of ways to treat ED. The only way to get rid of it is to address the underlying cause. Call the Billups Center and schedule a medical consultation today. We take health insurance and offer comprehensive care.
The Billups Center, medicine that matters to men.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping up the show here on this Tuesday morning. We're broadcasting from the Billups Center studios. Medicine that matters to men, online at thebillupscenter.com. Time to remind you, our friends at Junior's Foodland has January's best picks. Yeah, going on between now and January 19th on Sunday. All of the savings that you'll find there at Junior's include Honeycrisp or Fuji apples for just 99 cents per pound. Red seedless grapes are $1.69 per pound. Red ripe strawberries, 1 pound package, 2 for $5. Also, boneless ribeye steak, just $8.99 per pound at Junior's. Chicken boneless, skinless breast. So boneless, skinless chicken breast are just $2.29 per pound at Junior's Foodland. And assorted sliced pork chops are just $1.99 per pound. Some of the savings you'll find at Junior's. And of course, no cards, no games, no gimmicks at Junior's. They offer everyday low prices and weekly specials to everyone, every day. No card required. They truly appreciate your business at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. And when you head on over, stop in and visit with Andy Haynes and the entire gang at Junior's Foodland and tell them the Wake Up Crew from WGNS sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
So as we take a look at what we've learned today, I'll share. The only thing important to me that happened today is the Bionic Woman debuted.
That really was. I mean, something that's close to your heart.
Yeah, 79, I think.
Jamie Summers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I learned that Mr. Dinkins hates Netflix.
I love Netflix.
You hate Netflix movies.
No, I love Netflix movies. I just don't like them to be awarded.
There's a clear bias against them.
Bias is an awfully strong word, son. I think we're going to fight here in just a second. I don't like things you can watch on TV. Uh-huh. Ought to be in the Academy Awards. I think it ought to be a movie that you have to actually go see. That's all.
Well, okay.
Just because you don't agree with me doesn't mean I'm biased. And that's exactly what it is, don't you think?
I was just doing the thing
you're
that
trying
you
trying to draw me into it.
Yes, I am.
I'm just doing the thing that you do to me all the time, where you take something I say and spin it wildly out of context until you turn